The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
Before we get into your content piece today, we've had it's been a bit of a sticky subject this week. Sky opened up a can of worms and said, what would you tell the chick in your relationship to make your relationship better? What would you tell her to do? Kerry got offended. Kerry started the same thing. Okay, ladies, what would you tell guys in your relationship, not just men in general, but your man, to make it better? And it's been a little bit iffy. So if you could tell us, like, what if you could give one piece of advice to your partner to make your relationship right now better, what would it be?
Sanitize.
What? Is your partner dirty?
No, I'm that anybody should actually, before even touching me, should wash their hands.
No, no, get a clean partner.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Moving on.
What are we covering today?
I'll tell you what, there have been quite a few incidents of racism on social media recently. Mm. And I can't believe that in 2018, you know, this is still such a huge problem. And it seems like it's not going anywhere. So much so that there was even an app to report racism that was launched in March this year.
Okay.
But where's this discord coming from? You know, are these real incidents being reported, or are people's sensibilities being taken advantage of by the likes of Julius Malema, who uses every opportunity to spew racist drivel in public with complete impunity?
You know, this is my point exactly. I think our leaders have empowered us. You know, the likes of Trump, who thinks it's okay to call a Mexican a rapist just because they're Mexican, or even the British, who can say we're doing Brexit to stop those dirty Europeans from coming into our country. If our leaders are comfortable, you know, showing racist and xenophobic behavior, what's to stop us?
100%. And you know, my conspiracy theorist friends also seem to think that there's a third force at play. Just sowing divisive seeds to create chaos in the country.
Yeah.
And when you consider what Bell Pottinger did, you know, you have to wonder, is there any truth to these conspiracies? Mm. But if you want to take, if you want people to take you seriously and you really want to be able to defend yourself on real issues, stop being racist.
Yeah.
And instead of being all up in arms about it, do some introspection and ask yourself, am I a racist or am I not?
Yeah. Can we maybe just change that question a bit? Because there's not a single person I've ever met who's put their hand up and said, okay, you're right, I'm a racist.
Yeah.
I think when you say, are you racially insensitive? I think that.
Yeah. Okay.
That is a better question.
Yeah, 100%. So I would agree with that.
Man up, put your hand up and say, listen, I'm racially insensitive. Yeah.
And I think people should really just keep their mouth shut, or at the very least invoke the filter from brain to mouth or keyboard before they speak. And if they want to speak, then they need to create opportunities to engage in decent, rational conversations about this kind of stuff in order to educate and move forward rather than the diatribes that people go into, because when all said and done, it's really meaningless, it's not helpful. Mm. And I think that the elephant in the room is the silence on the part of people who won't speak up.
Mm.
So, for example, are you prepared to stand up and say to someone, that's not acceptable, you can't say that? Or because you're the lone voice around the Brian a Saturday night, around a bunch of racists, do you just sit quietly in a corner and ignore it?
Yeah.
Or do you confront it and say, that's actually not acceptable?
Yeah.
You know, in 2018, and for all intents and purposes, we shouldn't be having these conversations. But coming up, I'm going to tell you about a really great initiative that promotes social cohesion rather than division.
Oh, excellent.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Terence, I have to tell you, I am at wit's end here. My social circle keeps shrinking and shrinking and shrinking because I can't stand it anymore. You're out with friends, really, really nice people.
Yeah.
Upstanding members of our community. And then one or two clippies in and they just turn racist. They feel it's okay to just throw around slurs like, you know, this coolie said this to me and this K-word came into my house and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh,
yeah,
I can't stand it anymore.
I don't suffer those people in anymore either. You see, the problem is the whole discourse in our country is dominated by this at the moment. Those people are not willing to work for social cohesion, transformation, a united country, you know, and they really should be silent. And I'm not going to waste too much time talking about this racial division and enter the fray. I've already done that with Julius Malema and his racial statements, especially on Indian people.
Yeah.
And so clearly more of the same is not going to take us anywhere. which is why I'm pleased to share with you some news about the Indulamiti scenarios, which talks about social cohesion as opposed to social division. Mm. And last week, the government released a set of social cohesion scenarios to help people think more positively. It's like the idea of doing future planning.
Yeah.
So, for example, if we're to adopt this strategy or this scenario, we would ask ourselves, what would the future look like?
Mm.
A couple of years ago, we had the Dino King scenarios, which were we were looking into the future and asking, what kind of future do we want for South Africa?
Mm.
Do we want a walk apart scenario,
mm.
or do we want a walk together future?
Yeah.
And that initiative had great merit and importance at that time. And I've realized that we can continue to go back and forth with someone like Julius Malema.
Mm.
And all it would do is continue to divide,
yeah.
because that's his agenda.
Yeah.
But actually what I would like to do is flip it around and ask, how do we move forward together and build social cohesion?
Yeah.
President Cyril Ramaphosa was among the 250-plus launch participants of this new initiative, and he welcomed these scenarios as a timely contribution which had the potential to help individuals and organizations deal with the uncertainties of the future, and he encouraged those who have the means to help build a better nation to resist the role of spectator and use the scenarios to move from the armchair to the drawing board.
Mm.
And the project was a response to the reality that despite progress in the past two decades, South Africa still faces major challenges.
Yeah.
And as a nation, we are struggling to deal with the confluence of inadequate economic growth, widespread unemployment, sharp inequalities, and of course racism, which is a big part of it. And so our discussions now around these issues should be constructive and cohesive rather than the divisive drivel that exists at the moment.
What is the name of this project?
It's called the Indulamiti scenarios. Indulamiti obviously means giraffe.
Yeah.
And it talks about being
above it all.
Looking down.
Very nice. And they've got a presence on Facebook and...
They do. Okay. Yeah. It's called the Indulamiti scenarios.
Fabulous. And if you want to engage with Terence directly, he's very vocal on Twitter. It's at Terence Pillay, 1R in Terence. Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren.